Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella. Today on the program, we're going to hear from Jessica Hamilton and Jesse Underwood, who are working for Pella in Pink, a run walk coming up to benefit breast cancer awareness.
I'm Jessica Hamilton, and I am on the board of the Young Professionals of Pella.
I'm Jesse Underwood. I'm the foundation director at Pella Regional Health Center.
And there's an event coming up. Give me kind of an overview of what Pella in Pink is.
Pella in Pink is a fun run walk where we raise awareness for breast cancer. This is the fourth annual event for this in Pella, and we're excited to be able to partner with the Young Professionals of Pella to put this event together this year.
And so what's the Young Professionals' role in this?
The Young Professionals are presenting the event, so we've worked with Pella Regional to get all of the event together and volunteers for the event and just help Jesse here get the event put on for the day so that we can raise awareness for breast cancer and just be a part of the community.
So you'll be raising funds?
That's correct. Currently we have over 20 corporate sponsors who have signed on to assist us in putting this event together, as well as participants giving a donation to participate in this to help raise funds to be able to funnel back to Pella Regional for our medical imaging department and our breast cancer awareness unit, and looking at breast biopsies as well as different things that they can utilize in that department to assist the community.
So how can people help out with this? How can they register and get involved?
Right now you can go online through Pella Regional Health Center's website. We have a form online for you to download and print off. It can be turned in to either the hospital's front information desk or brought easily over to the Chamber of Commerce.
And so what can people expect to do at this event? Will they be learning about breast cancer awareness, learning about breast cancer, or is it just a walk to kind of draw attention to the issue as a whole?
Our rehab team will be there on hand to participate in stretching as well as getting the participants ready to go for the event. We will have our specialists there handing out information about screenings, mammograms, and information for everyone who is in attendance, whether they're a survivor or they know someone who's currently faced with breast cancer, or just for preventative measures, because in breast cancer, detection is the best prevention. And so we will have information there for people to take with them and to share with their friends and family.
So what was it about this event that made the Young Professionals decide to get involved?
The Young Professionals enjoy being involved with the community, and posing awareness for breast cancer seems like a logical one that we would get involved with. And so we're happy to partner with the hospital and get involved in the community for this event.
So are there going to be a lot of young people trying to make connections in the community who are going to be able to do that at this event?
I think so. I think one of the key things about breast cancer is a lot of people know somebody who has had it. It's something that's common and everybody understands it. So I think that's helps people be able to relate to it. And I think, you know, having early awareness is also a good thing. So, you know, being aware of those things early on, coming into that, it's always a good thing.
So is this the first time this event's been held?
This is the fourth year for this event, and it's only grown in its popularity year over year because, like Jessica said, breast cancer touches so many people's lives, and with this event, the community really rallies around the support for Pella Regional and for those in the community to be able to have the best possible services that we can provide. And so this year we're anticipating a great turnout. We're hopeful for good weather. It'll be on October 13th at 8 a.m., and we hope to see you there.
Pella's always been a great community as far as donating both their time and helping with fundraising. And how much do you guys expect to raise during this event?
Through our sponsorships and through the registrations, we're hopeful to raise over $10,000.
And then what will that money be going to?
The money will be going to our medical imaging department, where they will be utilizing it for breast cancer screening, for comfort for those taking the mammograms, as well as for biopsies to be able to do single incision needle biopsies with ease and comfort of not having to inject more than one time for comfort level and purposes of ultrasounds.
All right, so there's another aspect of fundraising that the young professionals are going to be doing aside from the actual run walk?
Yeah, we're going to be at Pizza Ranch on October 4th from 5 to 8, bussing tables for tips to help raise money for Pella and Pink. So come on out and have some pizza.
All right, well, thanks for talking with me today, you guys, and I hope people get out in numbers and join you at this event.
Perfect. Thank you.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, and we've heard from Jessica Hamilton and Jesse Underwood. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye meteorologist forecast is next.